Hello again. So we are going to jump right into it. If you stayed and listened to the end of last week's episode, then you know that today we are going to be talking about Daniel's faith lessons today. So last week we left off discussing Daniel's audacious faith and his unwavering convictions. And I wanted to add a little bit to that. I have five lessons that we can apply from Daniel's story to our lives that can have a profound impact on our spiritual journey. So without further ado, number one, unwavering conviction. Daniel's unwavering conviction and refusal to compromise his faith serves as a powerful example for us. We can apply this lesson by standing firm in our beliefs and values, even when faced with opposition or pressure to conform to societal norms. God calls us to be courageous and resolute in our commitment to Him, no matter the circumstances. Number two, trust in God's sovereignty. Daniel's story reminds us of the importance of trusting in God's sovereignty, which is His supreme authority. Despite being thrown into the lion's den, Daniel trusted that God was in control. We can apply this lesson by cultivating a deep trust in God's wisdom and providence, knowing that He has a plan for our lives, even in the midst of difficulties. This trust enables us to surrender our worries and fears to Him, seeking His guidance and strength. Number three, prayer and communion with God. Daniel's commitment to prayer was unwavering. Even when it meant defying the king's decree, we can apply this lesson by prioritizing prayer and seeking regular communion with God. Just as Daniel found solace, guidance, and strength through prayer, we too can experience a deepening relationship with God through consistent and heartfelt communication with Him. Amen. I agree. Number four is bold witness. Daniel's audacious faith had a profound impact on those around him, including King Darius. His unwavering commitment to God served as a powerful witness. We can apply this lesson by living out our faith boldly and authentically, allowing our actions, words, and attitudes to reflect our trust in God. Our faithfulness and integrity can inspire and influence those around us, drawing them closer to the truth of God's love and grace. Number five, perseverance in adversity. Daniel faced immense challenges, but his faith remained steadfast. We can apply this lesson by cultivating perseverance in the face of trials and hardships. When we encounter difficulties, we can draw strength from Daniel's example and rely on God's faithfulness. By leaning on God's strength, we can navigate through adversity, growing in character and faith along the way. Listen, I just want to run through those again. So number one was unwavering conviction. Number two was trust in God's sovereignty. Number three was prayer and communion with God. Number four was bold witness. And number five was perseverance in adversity. Daniel's audacious and unwavering faith serves as a timeless example for believers today. By applying the lessons from his life, we can deepen our trust in God, stand firm in our convictions, and become bold witnesses in a world that often challenges our faith. May we draw inspiration from Daniel's story and allow his unwavering commitment to God shape our lives, bringing glory to him in all that we do. I want to say thank you for listening and tuning in again. I believe next week we will be discussing Deborah's strength in leadership. I am so excited to talk to y'all about Deborah, Miss Deborah. So I hope you have a phenomenal day on purpose. I know this episode was short, but I just wanted to give you those tidbits because I did not want, or I'll say those nuggets. I have a friend, her name is Rosalind, and she said, "Girl, did you get those nuggets from that word?" I love it. Hello, Rosalind. So I wanted to just say thank you. I didn't want the last episode to be super long, so that's why I just wanted to break it up and give you something to think about as you go through this week. I hope you will take these nuggets and apply them to your daily life. Trust me, I know it's easier said than done, but what I know is that the more you do it, the less likely you are to sway in a different direction that is not one becoming you. So, have a great day on purpose, and I hope that you will come back and listen to me for next week's episode. Bye. Thank you for joining us on this episode of Wisdom Walks. We hope you found inspiration, encouragement, and practical insight that will enrich your journey of faith. Remember, wisdom is not just about knowledge. It's about applying that knowledge to transform our lives and impact those around us. As we conclude, we encourage you to continue seeking wisdom in your daily walk. Take time to reflect, meditate on scripture, and listen to that still, small voice guiding you. Let wisdom be your compass as you navigate life's challenges and embrace the opportunities that lie ahead. We appreciate your support, and we invite you to stay connected with us on social media through our website, and share your feedback and suggestions and any stories that on how, you know, wisdom has shaped your life. Thank you for being a part of the Wisdom Walks community. Until next time, may you walk in wisdom, guided by faith, and may your journey be filled with joy, purpose, and a deeper understanding of God's wisdom. Thank you again.